that was not the vibe I was on. I was really going to go in and be very, like, you know, sad, because as you listen to this, this is the last episode of this season.
Last episode of the season.
We are very sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, we move. Hi, everyone. And welcome to 1010 Would Recommend. It is me, it is I, Talani.
And it is me, it is I, Gina.
And the day that this episode comes out is a big day for the English, British, it'll be the whole of Britain, right?
I think so.
I saw a great tweet from, I guess, someone that was American that was like, I am in England, Britain and United Kingdom. What is the name of this country?
The thing is, I don't even want...
What is the name?
England is a country.
It's England.
Yeah.
Britain is a country?
Is a, so United Kingdom is a collection of countries, but can also be
known as a country.
Known as a country.
And Britain?
That is also... I don't know. I literally don't know. And I don't understand how, when you have to choose what country that you're in, when you scroll down to the list, it's like, am I looking for United Kingdom, am I looking for England, or am I looking for Britain? I don't know.
It's United Kingdom you're looking for.
Is it? All the time?
Yes.
Sometimes it's even England. Sometimes.
Okay. But anyway, it is...
Great Britain. Sorry.
The Queen's Jubilee.
Yeah. The Queen. She's been out here.
Lilibet has been out here for a very long time.
Sister,
and if you know anything about me, I have a soft spot for Lilibet.
Really? Yeah.
I do not know that woman from Adam. Never met her, never won a competition, never been in the same place as her.
Yeah.
I've seen her in the films and on television and in newspapers. And considering it is her Jubilee, I have a surprise quiz for you, Gina.
Oh, for
we
goodness
We did not speak
sake.
About this, but I thought it was important. And I just wanted to see how many facts you know about our queen.
You're a prick. Because you know I don't know anything.
God save our gracious queen. Long live her liberty. God save the queen. Let her live victorious.
Happy and glorious. Long to reign over us.
God save the queen. And you know what? There was something about us collectively always singing that song, Prayer, that has kept her alive for this long. You don't sing God Save the Queen enough times and she not live up to 96 and be in reign for 70.
Yeah.
So hold tight, God, for saving the Queen.
Yeah, hold tight, God.
Now let him save the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is the Queen's actual birthday? When was the Queen actually born? Year, month,
can
or
you,
day
is this
would
not
be great.
Multiple, it's not multiple choice.
No, no, no. It's just the one question.
She's actually born in May.
No, okay. She's not.
April?
The Queen's official birthday is the 21st of April, 1926.
April. That
is a long time ago.
Same day as my friend. Okay.
What day was she crowned queen?
The thing is, you needed to have made it multiple choice because you know damn well. You
but
know
you should
damn
know this.
Well.
Over 20 million people watched this on television when she was crowned. What was the date?
Not me. I wasn't even alive. All right. It was June 1950 sign.
The 2nd of June, 1953.
Okay. Okay. That's correct. I get a point. At least half.
As the Queen.
Yeah.
How many prime ministers have served under her?
That is a great question. Woo! Oh, so many prime ministers. Gosh. Wow. So 70. And how long is a term of prime ministry? Okay.
Every 4 years?
Four years.
How many have served underneath her?
Gosh. I mean, it could be so many. Oh, who knows what the
14
answer
is. 14. The
answer. I was not going to guess that. So
14 bad. People. And the last question.
Yeah.
I make this multiple choice.
Thank you.
The Queen is the only person in England to be able to drive without a license, post without using a stamp, or clearly this is going to be the lie because I can't think of it, watch television without TV license.
Good one. The middle one. Post without stamp.
No, she's the only one allowed to drive without a driving licence.
Really?
Yeah, and she doesn't have one and she still drives till this day. Well, I don't know till this day because she's getting old now.
The Queen's a fraud!
Yeah, she doesn't have to get driving licence.
That's really good. I kind of wish it was the post without a stamp, because that's quite
cool. That would be fun. Yeah, exactly.
She just take a picture of herself and be like, surprise, she just kisses it and that's the stamp.
But how do you feel about the Royal Family? Do you care?
No. Truth be told, I don't. But I appreciate the day off. I will say that.
The bank holidays are insane.
It's giving.
We have
it's giving,
two
Ms.
days off.
It's giving.
And I'm so happy. Like, thank you, Lilibet, for your 70 years in reign and giving us an extra bank holiday. What else needs to happen for us to get more bank holidays?
I think somebody needs to die. Not the Queen. I would never want the Queen
to die.
Do
you know what happens if she dies? There's a whole ceremony.
Yeah, there's all sorts going on.
The bridge goes down, I think.
Yeah, it's real sad. Real sad.
Long live the Queen.
All right, so I want to talk about, moving on swiftly, I want to talk about Stranger Things again. Obviously, Stranger Things has been out now for a week. Everyone, I actually said, well, we both said in the last episode that we didn't want to spoil too much because people wouldn't have watched it. And the comments on that video when we put out that TikTok were all basically like, I've already finished it. And it was still on the day.
How do you have the time to finish it? It's like an hour and a half per episode.
I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. Also, I can't get over how scary this show is. Like, I hope kids are not watching this. It is petrifying.
And also, you know from day dot that it's going to be scary because the da-da-dum of Netflix is even scary.
Yeah. They've changed it.
Why have you changed it?
Like, I kind of love that they've changed the dinner, by the way.
But like, as soon as I had a dinner, I was like, yeah, some fuck shit.
Yeah.
It had the same vibe. Do you remember when EastEnders would finish, right? But someone was either leaving or dead.
Yeah.
And the dinner would be like, and like, yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, okay, cool. So you're letting us know that you are going to be scared.
Yeah.
And I was actually very, very scared.
Listen.
What I hate the most is how detailed the little demons are. When I see their veins.
It's horrible.
Honestly,
it's horrid. Also, there's an episode in episode 4. To this day, I still can't. I had to pause it and leave it for a whole day because I said, I can't watch this no more. Where basically they go to like this guy's house and the story is like his whole family was killed and then his eyes got plucked out. When he turns round and you see his eyeless face that's been plucked out. Nah. I was so shook, Talani. I was so shook.
And then when all the bodies are like that.
It was horrible.
It's really freaking me out. And you know what? That's been the general consensus. We've been like, this season's very scary.
It's very dark. It's the darkest one yet.
Again, I haven't watched any of the other seasons. So did they compare to the darkness?
This is the darkest I've ever seen it.
Okay.
It's really mad. So in relation to this, I wanted to talk about the Stranger Things pop-up that was in Shoreditch, London over... It started from last Thursday over the weekend. And essentially, it's... an experience where you go through this hole, it's pitch black, except you get given a torch, you cannot see in there without a torch.
Right.
You go through this tunnel, this guy comes up to you and is like, who are you? Identify yourself. And then all sorts of havoc ensues. You get a pizza and then you leave. That's how it went. So I had to go down. Obviously, I work on the social team, so it's my job. I have to go capture the content. I want to show you the video of us at this event.
What's scary? Is it just because it's dark or do things pop out?
Things pop out. Yeah, and there's actors and like, there's all sorts of...
I don't like things like that.
No, neither do I.
The last time I did that was Fright Night and I punched this man square in his face.
You went to Fright Night?
Yeah, and I punched him.
And the thing is, they're allowed to touch you, but you can't touch them.
Yeah, but I wasn't aware. I hit him in his face.
I don't like the feeling of being scared. This is what I don't understand about...
I never understand it. So the fact that you made yourself go through that, I don't understand. If I'm just chilling, having a good day, and someone's like, what feeling would you like to feel? It's never fear.
No. And the thing is, when I got there, I was like, guys, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not going in. And then when someone was like, but it's your job, I said, right, okay. Well, in I go.
Right, let me see this video.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna insert a clip so you can get a kind of vibe of what it was like.
This is Gina. What's the name?
She's fucking weird. Oh my God, someone's singing, close down.
But what is this world?
It was petrifying.
It was horrible.
Actually, it looks like hell.
But the other thing is that... when, obviously, you make these a thing, like, marketing did an amazing job, and this kind of thing was all over, was like globally, there were loads of places that had this thing. However, what nobody could could budget for or anticipate was the fact that everybody was comparing that opening of the underworld or whatever to a vagina. And there are... I'll show you a picture again of what it looks like from the outside.
Oh, of the pop-up?
So that's giving.
Oh, yeah, that does give
that's
vagina.
Giving flaps.
Yeah, that does give vagina.
The
yeah.
quote tweet of this has like 19,000 tweets.
People just calling it a vagina.
And every single quote tweet is somebody... prepared it. Demon coochie, stranger minge, like forbidden minge, like everybody is calling it some form of pussy. Yeah.
Because it does look like a pussy.
It does look like a pussy. I feel like if we're trying to like encourage conversation, we've done a good job.
Yes,
nobody did want it to look like a vagina, but it did.
But yeah, it did.
It did look like a vagina.
There was something I want to talk about. I think it was episode 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And is when Ellie, you guys must have watched this episode by now, just kind of goes for that. What's that, Angela?
Who is
girl?
Ellie? Sorry,
11. Sorry.
Oh yes. Oh yeah.
When she kind of just
punches her with the.
Where the fuck did I get Ellie from? No one calls her Ellie.
No.
Why have I called her Ellie?
People call her L or 11, but I don't
think
know
I thought L was a shortening for Ellie for 11, right?
Fair enough.
So they are. This girl has been bullying her. Angela, we want to call her. Angela's been bullying her. You know, doing all sorts to her, and it's that aggressive bullying, right? It's not even like a call here or there, like actually bullying her.
Mm.
And then they're at the rollerblade disco type sort of thing, and then 11 loses her shit and just like bashes her in her face with a roller skate.
Yeah.
And what annoyed me is that in that moment, everybody was looking at 11 as like, you're such a bad person. Look what you've done. Because it's like, why is it that somebody can push you, and then when you react, you're the bad guy?
Yeah, that's true. I felt like Angela deserved it.
Thank you.
She deserved it.
That's the kind of thing I thought would get like, yay.
Chat shit, get banned, sorry.
Always chat shit, get banged. And I hate when films do this over and over time. Someone gets bullied, the victim loses the plot and reacts, suddenly they're the bad guy. How does that make any sense? Did we forget what the bullying was doing the whole time?
I agree.
It was really pissing me off. I was like, why is everyone looking at her like she's a bad person?
Yeah,
it was. I mean, I know she is because she's been doing some shit in the other world.
She's been doing some shit.
She's been killing people.
Yeah.
But ultimately, we don't know what those people did to her in that world.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like she was pushed.
Exactly.
She was pushed, and that's why she's been moving.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
A bit.
But I'm really surprised by how interested I am in it.
I'm glad.
I'm so surprised that I liked it.
I'm glad.
Even to the way on the train, I was watching it because I wanted to watch it.
Yeah, it is good. It is good. If you can get past the how it's a little bit scary.
It is scary.
It is very, very good. Stranger Things is great. Also, the second part of Stranger Things comes out on the 1st of July. So we've had the first 7 episodes.
Right, okay.
Next part comes out on the 1st of July.
Do you reckon because it is so dark?
I reckon it's actually just because the episodes are so long.
Yeah, true.
Like, whew.
That would make sense. Also, I don't know if you've heard this, but it's not a Netflix thing, I don't think, anyway. Apparently, they're coming out of Winnie the Pooh, a horror.
I've seen pictures of this.
And it's called Blood and Honey, I think.
Why? Who asked for that?
When are we going to talk about why so much of horror is dedicated to children?
Yeah.
Or, like, not aimed at children, but, like, so much of horror...
Yeah.
Is deep-rooted in kids doing fuck shit.
Yeah.
Why?
I agree. Somebody needs to talk about it because, actually, now I think about it, there's a lot of horror that's, like, just about how creepy...
Kids
are or just, like, to do with... Like, what's that one about the... Is it called Orphan or something? Where, like, she's a little girl,
about.
But,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it turns
yeah.
out that she's a big woman yeah. this whole time.
That freaked me. I hate that. And she's trying to, like... She's trying to make, like, sexual advances to the dad, but she's, like, a little girl, but she's a grown woman in a little girl's body, and she's, like, making, like, sexual... It's disgusting.
All of you lot need gel. Everyone that's writing that, you need gel.
That white horror is so fixated with the children. What have the children ever done?
No, they haven't done a single thing. It's just... it's so weird.
But what if they know something we don't?
Who, the kids?
No, the makers.
What do they know?
Because is it art imitating life, or is it art life imitating art?
But kids are innocent.
How do we know? What if that's their disguise?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because there has to be something in so many people making films about kids being evil.
I just think adults are weird.
Yeah, that
yeah,
part.
I think yeah, adults yeah, are
there,
fucking
there is
weird.
Also that part.
Yeah, yeah.
I do think anyone that's capable of writing shows like Stranger Things or like that, there's something that's not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because why did your imagination go there?
Yeah, Ari Aster, that's the one that wrote Hereditary and Midsommar.
Mm-mm.
That one, he is the, and also he did strange things about the Johnsons. He needs to please seek help, Ari.
Why is
seek
your imagination help. Going there?
I don't know.
Like, deep it. Right? There's so many things you could think about in this world. I've never sat there and thought about something like that.
No, neither have I.
So why have you thought of that?
Hmm.
I'd be worried.
I would be worried too.
I would be. So it's like how comedians are all like the most depressed people.
Mm.
So what does that say about homemakers?
Exactly.
Are you guys all right?
If I found out my man was coming up with that kind of thing, it's like going on TikTok and realizing that your man's been posting dancing videos. Do you know what I mean?
That's
like,
my worst nightmare.
I saw one the other day. I was going to send it to you. That's, like, you know, what that's you my worst nightmare.
And not only is it men dancing on TikTok, it's like men actually like dancing in real life.
No, I wish I could find the video I saw yesterday.
I say this, it's like, obviously, like, you can have a little bop or whatever, but why are you dancing like you was in a studio when they made that song? Is it your boy's music? Like, is it your boy's music?
Were you the choreographer?
Like, did you make the song up? Was this song specially made for you? Why are you sweating? Because you're...
Sweating.
You're, like, dancing.
Putting in so
like, your
much
life
work.
Depends on it. What was Britney Spears' Kevin Federland? Whatever his name is. Are you Kevin Federland? Are you that man? Why are you dancing so much? Nobody likes music that much for you to dance as hard as you're dancing. And I just want the answers. God. Relax. You don't need to be in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay on the side.
I agree.
Just stay on your side.
<I'm dead. laughs>
And just take a wine. Yeah, that's all you need to do.
Wine. Yeah.
But I know people like different things.
Yeah, exactly.
Black boy joy. Men don't like to be happy.
After all that. Oh, gosh. No, you not dance if you want, innit?
Just... Dance if you want. Dance like David.
Not if
dance.
You want to be Talani's man, but dance if you want.
Dance if you want. You got any more recommendations?
Yes, I do.
What are you recommending, honey?
So, this week, I am going to recommend something that I've just started watching, despite it having existed for a while, which is Love on the Spectrum US.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watched a UK one, but I have not seen a US one.
I didn't even know there was a UK one,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, there is,
where
yeah.
Is that on...
I think it was originally Channel 4.
Okay.
I want to say. Yeah.
Because this kind of reminds... I mean, I never watched this show on Channel 4, but I imagine that there's some parallels with Undateables, is it
Undateables,
called,
yeah. It was called
which is
a horrible name.
In hindsight, is an awful name
for a TV show. Yeah. But there's loads of shows like that. Like Embarrassing Bodies, Undateables, like, they're just not nice names.
It's very odd, yeah.
Yeah.
What is actually, Channel 4 also needs to answer for their crimes with some of the shows. Like,
yeah,
do you remember Super Size versus Super Skinny?
Yes, of course I do. Do you remember there's something about Miriam?
No, what's that?
Oh my God, you've never seen Something About Miriam?
No.
Okay, Something About Miriam happened years and years ago. There's a podcast about it that's fucking amazing. And basically, it was like, Miriam was trans. And
oh God,
yes, so they got her on the show and there was all these other men that were trying to date Miriam. And then in the finale, they were like, dum-dum-dum, Miriam's a man. Like, that was the premise of the show.
Yeah.
And the men kick off.
Oh my goodness.
Like, beating each other up. There's fights exploding. Like, it is just a mess. And eventually, they go on to sue the channel and all of that. But, like,
oh my goodness,
television back then was mad. Yeah. Like, I think Miriam, she was found dead not too long ago. It's horrible. The show was a mess, but the podcast is brilliant. There's Something About Miriam, brilliant podcast, but it talks about everything that happened in the show. Yeah. And, like, there's so many reality TV shows where people have not dealt well after it.
Yeah.
Again, answer for your crimes.
Answer for your crimes. There were so many, in that vein, there were a lot of shows about, like, eating and, disordered eating. And it was very, very mad. And I used to watch all of them as a young child. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember Secret Eaters. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And they would just, like, feel like people would come and be like, I don't know why I put on so much weight. And then they would film and be like, this is why you
look at you eating.
Look at you eating. You don't even know that you ate a chocolate bar in your car on the way to work, did you? Like, oh my God.
She's allowed a chocolate bar, please.
Jesus Christ. She's running a fucking marathon. The least she deserves is Twix on the way home. Anyway, so Love on the Spectrum. That had nothing to do with this
title,
which is Love on the Spectrum. I just started watching it mainly because there is a person. So I believe that everybody on the show is autistic.
I think so, yeah.
And there is somebody who I follow on TikTok, and I think her TikTok handle is Hats by Abby or something of that nature. And Abby obviously has autism, and she is on the show. And because I saw that she was on the show, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to watch a couple episodes. It's just so lovely. It's also incredibly, and I don't want this to sound like patronizing anyway, but it's very educational for me because I don't know many people who have autism.
Yeah.
So it's just an interesting insight. And also it doesn't deal with these people as if they're like outcasts. It's like, okay, there are people who are neurotypical, there are people who are neurodiverse, this is what it looks like kind of thing. great, love it. And also Abby gets a boyfriend and they're still together today.
Yeah, and the thing about what it shows when it shows autism is like everyone's very direct, right?
Yes.
Because there is no, like, your brain doesn't work in a way where you filter yourself. And yeah. It's so interesting to see what human characteristics are like when they don't have to filter themselves.
Yeah.
When they just say, oh no, I don't like you.
Yeah.
And like
yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
So true.
But most of us
don't want to share that.
Yeah. Like, can I have a bit of food? No, I don't want you to touch me ever again. Like, it's a lot of that. It's really, really interesting to watch when I've watched it before.
Yeah.
So that is a good recommendation. Anything else?
Thank you. I'm going to go to you and then I'm going to give people some dates for their June, July, because I've got a lot of...
Whilst we're away, we have a lot of shows for you to watch. Okay, So I have two recommendations this week. The first one is something my mum recommended to me.
Ooh.
I know, I was very surprised. So I had everyone around at the weekend and we spent the whole day watching Bullshit the Game Show.
Oh my God.
Like, the whole day. It's such so a good thing to watch with your family.
Did you see the guy who did it? He was like... Oh.
Worst liar in the world.
Terrible.
Then we all got to talking and she recommended a show called Bigger Than Africa.
Ooh.
So it is, I'll read it out to you. So I know it's a documentary that follows a transatlantic slave trade route from West Africa to the USA and Brazil and Caribbean and the exploration of the Yoruba language. Because I'm Nigerian, I'm Yoruba, and the language is huge, especially in like Cuban and all things like that. And Yoruba traditions are still very huge and practiced till this day in different places.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just a story of like the slave trade and how Africa and Yoruba still influences so much of culture everywhere. So it's very interesting. I would recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is called Dark Money.
Mm-hmm.
So Dark Money was originally on BBC. I think it is a BBC show. It's now on Netflix. And it is basically... So it's about a family and their child is a child actor.
Right.
Whilst on his pursuit to like make it, blah, 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 he gets abused. He gets sexually abused by a director or something like that.
Mm.
And then they pay the family a shit ton of money to keep quiet about it and just, like, carry on.
Right.
So do they take this money? I think they eventually... I don't want to ruin it, but it's really, really interesting what... Does money shut you up? What happens if you do take this money? What happens if you don't take this money? Are we still thinking about the child during this? Because the payout is, like, life-changing.
How much
so
is
it's
it?
Like, I can't remember, but it's a life-changing amount. So it's take this payout and shut up. Or don't take this payout and then try to get this person caught. Dark Money, it's really good. It's British as well.
What would you do?
I don't think I'll take the money.
Really?
Okay, so like, let's just say the amount is like 50 mil. But there is no guarantee that the Court of Justice is going to do its job.
That's true.
There's no guarantee of this.
It's a really hard one because it's just like, if you take the money, that person gets to get away with it.
Honestly, from the first episode, your moral compass is like, shit, what do I do?
Yeah.
And if this person gets away with it, then more people suffer from this person's hands. Is it a thing that they do to more than one person?
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Oh, that sounds really good. Did you say it's a film?
No, it's a TV show called Dark Money.
Dark Money. Yeah. Well, did it come out recently or was it a while ago?
It was a while ago on BBC, but it came out last week on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's on Netflix now, so watch it. Dark Money, really, really interested. And the guy who wrote it is a black guy called Levi as well.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, really good recommendation.
I don't know why I know that fact, but yeah, go Levi.
Whew.
British guy, wrote it. So, watch it.
Okay.
And you clock so many British faces. So, it's got Jill Halfpenny in it, who is in Near Enough Everything That's Good, British.
Yeah.
She was on Waterloo Road. She was on Waterloo Road for ages. She was in the show Liar.
Yeah.
Which is also on Netflix and also would recommend.
It is also on Netflix, yes. Very good. Okay, so, let's talk about things that are coming, because obviously this is the last episode of the season. But we don't want you to be...
farewell.
To you. We don't want to leave you without any TV shows for the time that we're away.
We don't.
So here's a couple of things for your diary for June.
Okay.
Did you watch Floor is Lava?
Yes, I did.
Well, it's back for season 2.
Floor is Lava.
I think Floor is Lava. Okay, talking of game shows, because this is also a kind of game show, obstacle course type, like Takeshi's Castle versus, what was that other one where you had to find a Crystal Maze? It's kind of that kind of vibe. I love Floor is Lava coming back for season 2. I was like, does it need a season 2? And then I was like, it doesn't not need a season 2.
It's also a good thing to watch your family as well.
Exactly.
Because, like, kids love it. And also, we've been playing that game.
That's true, actually. That is true.
Like, remember from childhood, like, you can't touch the floor. Yeah. We've been playing that game for years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sick.
I love when people come up with ideas that you're like, that idea was right there the entire time. So that's come back for a second season on the 3rd of June, which is today. So...
Yes.
Yeah, which is when you'll be listening to this. So, or is it... What day is this?
I don't know, the bank holidays are confusing me.
Oh, no, 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 it is today. Yes. So that's out today if you want something to watch. Hustle comes out on the 8th of June. That is
What's Hustle?
So that is a new film. It stars Adam Sandler. So if you're a fan of Adam Sandler, you'll enjoy it. It's a comedy drama. And the synopsis for this is, after a down-on-his-luck basketball scout, played by Adam Sandler, discovers an extraordinary player abroad, he brings the phenomenon back without his team's approval. I don't know how that translates to being a comedy, but Adam Sandler's going to do
it. Hasn't played that exact role before? But baseball?
Probably. Probably.
No. He was Waterboy. Was he Waterboy?
I haven't seen that.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Go Adam.
There we go. Another new one that's coming out on the 10th of June is called First Kill. We stand.
Right, okay.
Synopsis for it is, falling in love is tricky for teens Juliet and Calliope because one's a vampire and the other's a vampire hunter and both are ready to make their first kill.
Oh.
Buffy the Vampire Slay, but make it gay. We love
make
to
it
hear
queer.
It. And then on the 14th of June, we have Jennifer Lopez, Half Time. Are you a fan of Jennifer Lopez?
The best actress in the world.
What's my favourite? Made in Manhattan.
I do love Made in Manhattan.
A classic.
There was another one where she's trying to get away from her abusive husband.
Oh, what? I know what you're talking about. What is that called?
It's also on Netflix as well.
What is that called? What is that called?
She's trying to get away from her abusive husband. And that film will always mean the world to me because I watched it with my mum during lockdown, right?
Mm, I'm going
to
find
it. My mum is the worst person to watch a jumpy film. Like, she can't watch anything scary. And there was a point where Jennifer's like got her husband and she's like beating him up. And it's like, she's had it now. And my mum's like, it's good enough.
Yeah.
Beating him up. My mum's like, yeah. And eventually she's like, it's enough. Stop beating him. he's sorry. It's such like, it's a good, bad film. I actually enjoy it enough. I've watched it quite a few times.
Yeah.
And I've watched Made in Manhattan quite a few times as well. I'm not embarrassed by it.
I love those films.
And Monster in Law.
Oh,
I am banged up.
That's also on Netflix,
again,
by the way.
The greatest actress alive.
That's also on Netflix.
Jenny from the Block.
Shout out J-Lo.
Where is her fucking Oscar?
I don't know.
Her Grammy, her BAFTA.
She's got a Grammy.
Get for her acting? I don't think Grammys are for acting. Give J-Lo her acting flowers.
Give J-Lo her acting flowers. She deserves.
What role does she play here?
This is a
documentary. Girl from the Block? Okay.
Is she perchance a Jenny from the Block? No, this is a documentary, but also the lead up to her halftime show. You know, she did the, what is that called?
Why Super Bowl.
That's it, Super Bowl. Yeah, so it's lead up to that. It's giving very much the Beyonce doc, but J-Lo.
Okay, cool. Okay. What's your favourite J-Lo song? Because I have one that I feel so strongly about, and I think it's one of the best songs ever made.
My fave from the top of my head is probably Get Right.
Okay, that's not the one I was thinking of.
Okay.
The one I'm thinking of that is the best J-Lo song ever is, if you had my love and I gave you all my trust, would you comfort me? Absolute banger. And the video slaps.
It's a good song. That whole era of J-Lo was...
And do you know the video that was amazing as well? Her video for I'm Glad?
Mm.
Where she was a like, dancer trying to audition.
Yeah, that was great.
Sensational.
That was great. That era of J-Lo.
Yeah, that was a great era of J-Lo.
Yeah, it was very,
absolutely.
Very good. Very, very good. Okay, so the next thing that we have coming on the 15th of June is a new comedy series starring Melissa McCarthy.
Oh.
Synopsis for this is, mid-level tech support employee Clark Thompson falls in love with co-worker Emily Luck at exactly the same time he becomes the unwitting messenger of God, filling his world with roller skating, a lake of fire, and an impending apocalypse. Someone who's just been enlisted by God finds his true love, chaos ensues.
Interesting.
I know. Also, reading these synopses, I'm like, damn, selling this, but like, I don't, what a way to sell a show. I don't even know what that means. There you go.
That's very interesting.
God's Favourite Idiot, which is a great title for
so
a show,
called?
Can I just say? Yeah, God's Favourite Idiot. Really, really good. Really, really good. Okay, the next thing that we have is Snowflake Mountain on the 22nd of June. This is a new reality TV show.
Okay.
And essentially, it is a bunch of teenagers, you know, like how they call Gen Z like snowflakes now because they're like offended by everything. Yeah. They're lazy, they're dits, blah, 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 blah.
Interesting.
So it's very much like what BBC Three used to do when they used to like take all these young people and put these in these mad places.
Yeah.
So essentially, privileged teenagers get taken away to like live with absolutely nothing. They go to a random rural place in America. They have to like make fires, fend for themselves, figure out their shit because they don't know what they're doing. That is Snowflake Mountain.
Okay.
The trailer for it is great. I really recommend going on Netflix and watching the trailer. Comes out on the 22nd of June. Amazing.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. 24th of June, Man vs. Bee.
Look look at all these shows coming up when we're done.
I know. Can you imagine? Man vs. B, 24th of June. If you are a fan of Rowan Atkinson, aka Mr. Bean, it is his
I thought him because he's a recognisable face boy.
Very.
He is good in Love Actually. Plays a very small role, but I really like the role.
I mean,
remember him was packing the presents and it was taking ages.
Oh yeah. The thing is, people love
Mr. Bean
accent.
The thing is
as well, we posted the trailer and within, I don't think it had even been 6 hours and it already had a million views. I mean, people are excited.
He's not a small boy in this scene.
Yeah. So Man vs. B, if you're a big fan of him and his comedy, that's
what's
coming
he doing
out.
There?
Literally the entire thing is he's looking after, he's house sitting,
okay.
Really nice fancy house, and he's just fighting this bee the whole time.
Is he acting or is it like a...
No, he's acting. He's acting. It's a comedy series. A bee is just like tormenting him. He keeps trying to get the bee out of the house. The bee is just really...
Sure.
And there you go. It's giving very much Mr. Bean.
Did he even talk to Mr. Bean? He never said a word, did he? He did talk often.
But he talks in this.
That's so interesting.
He never used to talk.
This man has made a whole career not talking.
But I think that
Maybe
is the
I
reason
learn
why...
From
oh, this another rebrand to be mysterious.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think that's the reason why he was so popular, because when you're quiet, you can like be seen by everyone around the world. There's no language barrier.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you know what I mean? So it's funny to anyone who can access it.
It's such an interesting show.
I know.
It was so... I think my mum used to put it on all the time to be like, and this is Britain.
Mm.
That's what it was.
The comedy is really British, but I think it's also because it's very physical comedy, isn't it? Because he used to like...
Yeah. Slapstick
his face
and all of that
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, exactly.
Fair. Yeah.
All right, got two left. Money Heist Korea. I love Money Heist, as everyone knows. A Korea. I really love it. Now there is one that takes place in Korea. It's called Money Heist Korea, Joint Economic Area. The trailer for this slaps. I think this is going to be amazing. I really, really
what
do.
What day is it out?
Comes out on the 24th of June, same day as Man vs. B.
Okay.
If you are a Money Heist fan and you want to fill that hole, watch Money Heist Korea. And then, of course, as I said, Stranger Things Season 4 Part 2 comes out on the 1st of July.
That's a busy summer.
Oh my
you good?
God. Yeah.
That was a lot of reading.
I was doing a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Well done, you did it. Smashed
it. Because I haven't seen any of those, but.
Smashed it.
I will be watching them.
Yeah. Absolutely smashed it. It's a busy summer. If you choose to not go outside,
yeah.
Watch Netflix. Or if you choose to be outside when you get in, watch these shows on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it from us.
That is it. Wow.
Goodbye, my friend.
I know you want to spend your money,
It's not the end.
I know you want to spend it,
Also, it could be the end. We don't know. We'll see.
We don't know if there's going to be another season.
So, this might be I'll see you later. This might be goodbye. Who knows? But for now, I've been. It is me. It is I. It is she. Talani. And you have been.
It is me. It is I. It is she. Gina. If this is the end, it's been real fun.
It's been great. We love you very much.
But if you want to make it not the end, tweet at Netflix UK and say, please, y'all are racist if you do not. Kidding. No, I'm kidding. But no, please keep interacting with us despite this being the end of the season. You can tweet us at hashtag 1010 would recommend.
Please do.
And you can find me at Smargina, that's G-E-N-A, on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. Where can we find you, T?
And you can find me at totally_T at Instagram and Twitter.
And as a reminder, it's at Netflix UK on Twitter, Instagram and at Netflix on TikTok, because that's also where you can talk about how great we are and, you know, make us get renewed for another season. Okay, so thank you so much, everyone, for watching us. And also thanks for the support on TikTok and on our TikTok videos, because I think people have loved it and that's been great.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye for now, or not, or forever. Bye.
Shout out Lizzie.